What kind of immigration reform would you intend to support if you had another term in Congress?
Sure. I would support the Senate bill, very bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform passed 5.5 years ago by 2/3 of the Senate. Senator Kelly Ayotte voted for it, John McCain, Jean Shaheen. I would have voted for it the very next day, but my Republican leadership in the House, first John Boehner and then Paul Ryan, never held a single hearing on that bill.
So what is plausible given the current state of affairs in Congress?
Well, the truth is, with new leadership in Congress, we will get comprehensive immigration reform. We have bipartisan support now for most of the elements of that comprehensive package. That bill, people forget, had $46 billion to strengthen our borders. And I think that's something that we should do to strengthen our borders. But it also had a pathway to citizenship. It was focused on dreamers, the young people that came here through no fault of their own, that are in school and in jobs and working toward a better life. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't come together around immigration reform. Literally, it would pass tomorrow in the House if we could get a vote.
In relation to specific issues with immigration here in the Granite State, visa programs, of course, it's a very important subject here in New Hampshire with tourism being such a major industry. The president has obviously made clear that he wants to limit these visa programs.
I disagree with the president, and employers here do. I've been on a dairy farm within the last month that needs workers. I've talked to companies, high-tech companies, and certainly, as you point out, the hospitality industry, ski areas, summer attractions. So, look, Congress should increase the number of visas. The president has been decreasing the number of visas. I think he's wrong. I think the American people would support an increase, particularly H-2B visas, where people are coming in for seasonal work and helping our economy.
Looking at trade now, trade with Canada, deeply embedded in New Hampshire's economy. What needs to be done to improve our trade relationship with our northern neighbor?
Well, first of all, don't pick a fight the way the president did. I was totally shocked. I mean, nobody's nicer than Canadians, and there's no reason for America to threaten that relationship. I do talk to dairy farmers who want some relief, and I think the newly negotiated treaty may have some relief, although it's minimum 3%.
This is in relation to the renegotiated NAFTA treaty.
Right. And it's very minimal, but we are hopeful that that will give some relief to our dairy farmers here in New Hampshire. But I also am very concerned about trade wars generally. I think the president is too erratic. I think he shoots from the hip. I think the idea of foreign policy by tweet is not thoughtful. And what's happening, I visit companies all the time in New Hampshire that are concerned about a trade war with China. Aluminum, steel, where I visited a company just a few weeks ago down in Nashua, and one of the machines that they make, the cost of the component parts went up 55% just because of this trade battle that the president took on with China.
Well, you know, the counter argument from the Trump administration is, look, things were imbalanced. Things were not fair. We needed to shake things up. That, yeah, there might be some pain in the short term, but this is for the long term.
Well, I think we do need to constantly reevaluate our trade relationships, but we're not going to win by imposing massive tariffs that then just come back to hurt us. Look, there's always going to be winners and losers in trade, but I want to make sure that we take into account the jobs right here in New Hampshire.
Let's talk about cybersecurity for a moment. There's been concern from voters in New Hampshire about cybersecurity and attempts from countries like Russia and China to hack U.S. elections. Would you support securing federal funding for investing in improving cybersecurity?
Absolutely. I think the evidence is very clear that the Russians interfered with our election in 2016. And I think that we should have a much, much more robust federal response. I've been shocked, frankly, that the Republican Congress has not done more, nor the administration.
Are there specific bills that you would support that would make that federal funding available on the state level? Would this come with federal restrictions? How would you like to see that roll out?
It's called the We the People, and it's a program that the Democrats have put together to roll out in January, and it has to do with shoring up our election system, making sure that we have the funding for both cybersecurity as well as our whole election processes, because, you know, in many parts of the country, that's at risk. It would not be difficult for people to hijack the election system. Here in New Hampshire, we have paper ballots, which is a good thing. But I want to make sure that our elections are secure. Our democracy depends upon it.
Congresswoman Annie Glaine Custer, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.